Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM 730 second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, what's up? This is Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. How you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
How can we help you, Kyle?
So I'm just calling in. I have not been called back or texted back by Megan, and I was hoping you guys could help me out. We went out, and I thought we had a great date, but man,
oh,
I'm not
a
sure
date?
What's going
okay,
on.
I couldn't figure out. Okay, I don't really care that Megan didn't call you back, but you want to go out with her again, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, I was just hoping you guys could maybe give her a call and see what's going on.
Well, what happened on the first date? What'd you guys do?
Well, we went just out to dinner. We had a great time, and that's it. I mean, it was a solid date. I felt like, you know, the conversation was good. You know, she looked great. I felt like there was a good vibe.
Yeah, how do you know her?
We both work at the same company. I've always had like a crush on her, and we met like 3 years ago, and I finally, you know, built up the courage to ask her out. And
okay, so yeah. You did go to dinner, you said?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I thought it was a good date. I thought we had a good time, and I'm just not hearing back from her.
You don't see her at work?
It's like kind of a hybrid situation. So it's like sometimes we see each other, sometimes we don't. It's like very rarely.
Okay, well, I guess we should give Megan a call, huh?
Yeah, give us about 10 minutes and we'll call her and see what happened.
All right, cool. Thank you, guys.
It's the K99.1 FM 730 second date update.
What's happening?
So, Kyle, you didn't say where you went to dinner. This could be a factor, Woody.
Oh, yeah.
We went to Chewy's.
Chewy's?
Yeah, we got some Mexican. Yeah, it was awesome.
Dude, that jalapeno ranch dip, that should have sealed the deal.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Chewy's is not the problem. I can almost guarantee that.
Okay.
Let's find out, though. Be real quiet, okay? We're getting ready to give her a call.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Megan, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Who's this?
This is Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM.
Really? Okay.
Alrighty. Okay, well, every day on our show we do we kind of try and help out people who've been on date number one go on date number two, right, Woody?
Yeah, are you familiar with it, Megan?
Yeah, I guess I have heard that before.
Well, yeah, you're on Second Date Update. Do you happen to know who might be calling us wanting a second date?
Oh, God, yeah, I mean, I've only been on one date recently, so I.
So, what's up with Kyle?
We went on a date, and I don't know. The date itself was fine. It was fine.
He said you went to Chewy's. That's good, right?
Delicious, yeah.
Oh, totally. I love Chewy's. Yeah, that had nothing to do with that. That was not the problem.
Okay, wasn't the food.
It was not the food. The date itself was fine. I mean, we've known each other for a while at work, and, you know, he always makes me laugh. He's a nice guy. But then it got bizarre. So on the way home, he was like, do you mind if I run my car through the car wash? I'm not going to have time to do it.
Oh, so you guys he picked you up?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. That was nice that he picked you up.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, he's a nice guy, or at least I thought he was. So he picked me up, did the dinner. Then he wanted to take the car through the car wash, no problem, right? And but then we got there, and the second we get into the car wash, he makes a move and like tries to make out with me, and I'm like,
what did she say?
I think she said what you thought you heard.
He tried to make out with you in the car wash?
Yeah. and I just kind of, like, moved away, like, you know, was like, you know, we just went on this date for the first time. Like, I'm not, no, like, what are you doing? So yeah, no, he just, it got weird. And so,
ew.
Yeah.
Kind of, really, ew.
Yeah, I mean, he clearly had other intentions.
I mean, she's trapped.
Of going to get his car washed.
You know, I mean, I love the car wash, but I never look at it as a place to, like, you know.
Make a move.
Make out.
Right? Yeah. It was bizarre. So, I mean, I guess maybe, like, I did that in high school, but, like, I'm a grown woman now. Like, that's not, like, where you make a move. I don't know. It was just weird. It was just weird.
I mean, you know how, like, people kiss at, like, on It's a Small World at Disney? Like same thing. I mean, everybody does it. I
no,
mean,
dude.
That's
the car wash is so romantic, Nancy.
No, dude. I love the car wash, but I never would ever think about it. I've been through with my boyfriend, but I never thought I would be like, okay, well, let's make out.
Yeah, a million times, and that's never really crossed anyone's mind, huh?
What were you thinking?
I mean, like I said, I was just trying to steal a kiss, and I thought, like, going to the car wash, I think that would have been a fun idea to try to do it there. That's literally it. That's all I was trying to do. I didn't think it was going to be a deal breaker. I thought, like I said, I thought on the date we had a good time. I thought there was a good vibe. I thought there was a connection, and I guess I was wrong.
We did until you tried to trap me in a car wash to make out with me.
Let me see where she'd have an issue with
it's
that.
It's so high school.
Yeah.
I am not, I'm sorry. This is, that was my idea. I didn't know. I maybe should have parked and looked at the moon or something. I'm not sure. I didn't know, what the better option would have been.
I mean, almost any, right?
Yeah. I kind of feel sorry for him actually a little bit.
Yeah. And I mean, it was also only a first date, so that's pretty presumptuous.
I totally understand that. I could see where you're coming from, but you know, like, again, I'm just going to say like the same thing. I felt like we had a connection. I felt like there was some chemistry and, you know, I wanted to make a move. I didn't want there to potentially, you know, to not make a move and regret it. So I tried.
There are better opportunities, I'm thinking, Kyle, you know,
the colors and the soap just really got him going.
Let's make the offer and get clean.
Well, that's what we can do here on Second Date Update. We can offer to send you guys back out in a company limo, maybe some concert tickets. Nancy, what else?
No car wash.
No.
The only thing is you both have to say that you will go out with each other again right now. You have to commit.
I mean, I definitely would love to.
No. She was quick with that one, wasn't she?
Yeah, I mean, I just think that, you know, I don't know how experienced you are, Kyle, but you might need to develop some new moves.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I tried. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you trying for me, at least. I'll never do that again.
Good idea.
Lesson learned.
Good idea.
The K99.1 FM 730 Second Date Update.